You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We received an email yesterday from a woman named Courtney, Dom. Came in on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, if you want to message us. And it has to do with fish picks. Here's her message. It says, "Morning, boys. Question. What's the deal with all the fish picks? I'm on Bumble, and the number of times I see some goofy guy standing in the middle of a stream holding up a fish is getting kind of ridiculous. Is this some sort of macho man, grunt, grunt, me feed the world kind of thing? They seriously can't be posting these pictures to impress women. They're only posting them to impress other men. Am I wrong here?" Then she went on to say, "I've been racking my brain and I can't think of a female equivalent to this. Can you?" "Guys, please stop posting pictures of you holding dead fish. It's not attractive." And then, of course, she had to end it like this. "The only fish faces I love are Dom and Jeremy. Ha ha. Kisses, boys." And that's from Courtney. So essentially, there's two questions in this email with all these guys posting the fish pics. Are they doing it to impress other men? Because they can't be doing it to impress the ladies. And then second, what's the female equivalent to this? If you're flipping through Bumble and there's multiple pictures of ladies doing something, what is it that's the same as holding a fish?
Well, let's take these one at a time. Let's try to answer that the first question. Like, is this meant to impress potential dates?
In some way, yes. I can see that you're maybe showing that you can be a provider of some sort. In a pinch, if you can't get to the grocery store, you and Mr. Sexy Man can hit a stream and he can feed a family of four with fish. So yes, I can see where it's like, I can provide. Is it a providing picture?
Or does it give the opposite message, which is, honey, while you're at work, I'm going to be out fishing.
Listen, I'm not going to see you a lot because I'm going to be out with the boys on the boat.
I'm going to be drinking the beer and wetting the hook, as my dad used to say.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I mean,
I do see a lot of the photos on social media. I'm not on the dating sites, so I don't know.
But I will slowly raise my hand and say I am guilty of this. I enjoy going out in the summer and doing a little fishing, and I have a few. I'm not in the dating world, but I have a few pictures on my Instagram and my Facebook of me holding fish after you catch them, because it's just, it's for me, and it's an excitement. You spent a day of just sitting there doing nothing, and you finally landed one, so you're like, ha, finally, I did it. Success, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get ladies with it. So I don't know. It's a sportsman thing, and I'm surprised Courtney, I mean, I don't know where she's from, but I would think ladies here in Colorado would maybe enjoy that a little more, since we are an outdoorsy community, a sportsman community.
Yeah, I guess at the very least, even if it doesn't show what, you know, on the surface you might think it's trying to show, it could just be the subtle way of saying, I like doing outdoors things. It could just be that. They could also be on an ATV, or they could be, you know, on a backpack, you know, up on a mountaintop or something.
But are essentially, instead of doing all those kind of fun things, you are holding a dead creature, essentially. And then you're supposed to think, like, she's going to be like, oh, my God, I love that dead creature you're holding.
I guess it would appeal to some people. Some men and some women would find that to be attractive. I don't know.
Gabe just messaged us. He said, I was just reading a story about this, and it has to do possibly with a nationwide increase in people basically going fishing to get away from everyone. They say it's a safe activity, and they're calling it social fish distancing instead of distancing. Social fish distancing. So maybe there's more people out there doing that, so you are getting more pictures of it. I don't know. That's a stretch. But anyway, then moving on to the second question. Yeah, if guys are rolling through Bumble, what's the female equivalent of this? Yeah. We could open up the phones and see if anybody has any thoughts on this. There has to be a female equivalent. Has to be.
You know, and it's not like there's not enough. Like, I've got plenty of my Facebook friends who are women who post photos of themselves out fishing. In fact, there are countless ones that I've seen, almost to the point that it surprises me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anybody to misinterpret that. But that's just not I'll retract what I just said.
I will give you.
It doesn't surprise me. It's just not. I don't know. It does seem like the stereotypical guys go out, drink beer and fish.
The only thing I can think of.
But in Colorado, there are, it seems like, just as many women who are posting photos of this.
Sure, but the only thing I can think of as the female equivalent of this, and I've seen it 1,000 times on my social, mm-hmm. is when y'all roll through Starbucks and you get to take a little selfie with your non-fat frappuccino mocha, non-fat whip. Whatever.
How
it
is that an equivalent?
That's the equivalent. You're standing there holding your Starbies like, it's time to start another day. And then that's the equivalent to a guy going, oh, I got a fish. That is so the equivalent. Showing off your Starbucks, showing off your fish. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, my God. I'd rather open this up and let's look, we're going to invite every woman to call in. And tell us, what is the equivalent of a dude holding up a fish?
Or you can spout off about the guys holding the fish. I mean, I'd love to hear your opinion if you think this is sexy, if you like this or not. So there's two different things you can call us about, essentially.
Let's do the calls first. All then right. I'm going to share a message from a Mindbender Club member, and then you can do your suggestions.
Yeah, I got a couple emails, too.
Let's take care of the calls first. Denise has been holding patiently. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey there. So what's the female equivalent of the guy holding the fish?
Oh, you're going to love it. Women love to pose with their duck lips.
Duck lips, yes.
Is that still a thing?
Horrible. Oh, yeah.
It is?
Haven't been on social media for women, but yeah.
Wow.
Duck lips.
I used to see it all the time. I don't see it as much. I think enough people have been mocking it.
Josh is shaking his head no, but
he says it's not still a thing.
Women equivalent. I swear they think they're models when they pose like that. They really do.
Nope, you're a duck.
Hey, Denise, thank you for the call. Have a fun day. Thank you for being on the show
with
us today. And now that I've said, you know, that I don't see it as much anymore, I'll probably see 10 of them today.
Right.
Is it Janae? Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You did.
Janae, what is the female equivalent?
I don't do it, but I've seen lots of pictures of women doing it when they're going up on a hike and they have a friend take a photo of them from behind, flashing their boobs to the mountain.
Yes, I've seen a lot of those, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Not that I was looking. I mean, they just kind of came up on my feed. I mean...
I belong to several hiking groups, women's hiking groups.
Really?
And I didn't realize that was such a thing.
Have you done it?
And it doesn't even have to be on the top of a 14er. I have not.
Why?
What's holding you back?
I think I don't want to strip down all the layers.
You're like, it's cold up there.
She's like, I can't be bothered.
All right, we'll add it to the list.
Janae, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you listening, and thank you for calling. I have not seen those photos. Now, I have seen the shots taken from behind as they're hiking, facing the mountain.
Yeah, it's the thing where they go up there and they're flashing the world, you know, and it's like a
ring. Oh, wow, where have I been? I've missed those.
Yeah, they're out there.
Kendra is a member of the Weinbender Club. She wrote in and she said, where is it? Here it is. The best part of your discussion was listening to Dom try to walk back his comments about women and fishing.
Oh.
She goes, guys, you make me laugh every day, and that may have been the funniest thing yet. No matter what you say, I love my boys in the morning.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, you know, Jeremy and I have learned we've got to be really careful.
You zip it. You stop in the moment. Just stop.
You know, you might be laughing, Kendra, but we're the ones who have to answer all of the emails and the... You guys should burn in hell.
The waggling fingers. Two more emails from Kat and Dana. Kat says the only reason men are doing this is because it makes them seem more athletic and powerful, when really, it's just fishing. I'm not that impressed. From Kat. Dana says...
A 200-pound man pulling a 3-pound fish out of the water.
Whoa, I'm so hot. I'm so hot right now. Come on, boys, holding a fish. Oh, this is from Dana. Come on, boys, holding a giant fish is a direct correlation of how they want you to think about their, you know, part.
Oh, I see.
She said they want to present a large catch rather than posting with some small, dull, unimpressive catch, if you know what I mean. That's
I'll
from
be
Dana.
Darn. How come that never entered my
Bingo
mind?
Bingo bango right there.
You know, should she get a ding?
I think yeah. so. That's what it's all about.
I'd
quickly
have to be
during
the guppy, I guess.
during the break, I did kind of jot down a few more things I think would be a female equivalent. Maybe
okay,
the dog pictures. Pictures with the dogs. There's a lot okay. of me at the dog park. Here's me walking my dog.
Right.
Expensive purses, maybe. I see a lot of those. You know, you're out and then you're out on the town and you're
flashing
and that is
your
most Michael
definitely
Kors.
Not for the that's not for the guys. That is for that's
for
a
that's for other
thing.
Women, yeah.
That's exactly yeah, yeah. right. Yeah.
Two more, the pool legs, the pool pick legs.
Oh, the hot dog legs.
The hot dog legs at the pool.
Right.
Here I am at the pool. And then finally, I've seen this many, many times. I think my wife might even do this, posting pictures of all the loot that you got from Target.